بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يسر شبكة الألوكة بالتعاون مع المكتبة المركزية للكتب الناطقة أن تقدم لكم هذه المادة.
A guide to Hajj, Umrah and visiting the Prophet's Mosque. Printed and published by Presidency of Islamic Research, IFTA and Propagation, Riyadh, Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. Read by Ahmed Izzet. Preface. Dear pilgrim brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Congratulations and welcome on your arrival at these sacred precincts on this blessed journey as guests of Allah the Most Merciful. This brief but comprehensive guide is presented to you to outline the obligatory rites of Hajj and Umrah with which you ought to be familiar. It begins with some important advice. This advice is first of all for ourselves, and then it is offered to you in accordance with what Allah the Most High says concerning those of His servants who receive salvation and success in this world and the hereafter. They counsel each other of the truth and counsel each other of patience. It's further to put into practice His saying, cooperate with each other in goodness and fear of Allah, and do not cooperate in sin and transgression. We ask you to read this booklet before you begin the rites of Hajj, in order that you may acquaint yourself with what is to be done. You will find in it answers to many of your questions. We hope that you will keep this booklet with you as a reference for this year and possibly for later years as well, if it is Allah's will that you return again for Hajj. We ask you to share this booklet with other Muslims in order that they may also benefit from reading its contents. We ask Allah to accept from all of us our Hajj, our striving and our good deeds. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Abdulaziz ibn Abdullah ibn Baz, President of Islamic Research, IFTA and Propagation, Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. Important advice. Dear pilgrims, we praise Allah for having guided you to the Hajj of His house and to the visit of the sacred precincts. May He accept from all of us our good deeds and increase His reward for us and for you. The following advice is being offered to you in the hope that Allah will accept from all of us our Hajj and our striving. Number 1. Remember that you are on a blessed journey. This journey, which is a migration toward Allah, is based on belief in His unity, Tawheed, on sincerity toward Him, on responding to His call, and on obedience to His commands. There is no greater reward than that of a Hajj, which is acceptable to Allah. Allah Ta'ala, the reward of the Garden of Paradise. Number 2. Be on your guard against the mischief of Satan, who intends to cause dissension among you. Love each other as brothers and avoid disputes and disobedience to Allah. Know that the Messenger of Allah, may peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, said, none of you has truly believed unless he likes for his brother what he likes for himself. Number 3. Whenever you have a question concerning religious matters or concerning the Hajj, ask knowledgeable Muslims until you receive a satisfactory answer. This is in accordance with what Allah has said, if ye realize this not, ask of those who possess the message. It is also in accordance with what the Prophet, peace be upon him, has said, when Allah intends good for someone, He gives him understanding of the religion. Number 4. Know that Allah has made certain acts fard, obligatory, and other acts sunnah, according to the practice of the Prophet, peace be upon him. Allah does not accept a sunnah which violates some fard. Some pilgrims ignore this fact when they harm believing men and women in their zeal to kiss the black stone, to hasten in their circuits around the Kaaba, to make salah behind the station of Ibrahim, to drink from Zamzam, and similar practices. These practices are sunnah. To harm any believer in doing them is haram, prohibited. How is it possible to carry out a sunnah observance while doing a haram deed? Therefore, avoid hurting each other, and Allah will grant you His mercy and will increase your reward. Would also like to emphasize the following. A. It is not fitting that a Muslim man performs his salah next to or behind a woman in the sacred mosque or at any other place if it is at all possible to avoid doing so. Women should pray behind men. B. The doors and entrances to the sacred mosque are for traffic and should not be blocked by people praying there, even though if it is to join the congregational prayer that may be in progress. C. It is not permissible to block the free flow of people, around the Kaaba by sitting near the Kaaba, by praying near it, or by standing near the black stone, or al-Hijr, or at the station of Ibrahim, especially when the place is crowded, as this is a source of harm to other people. D. While safeguarding the dignity of Muslims is a fard, kissing the black stone is a sunnah. A fard cannot be sacrificed for a sunnah. When the area is crowded, it is sufficient to point to the black stone, saying, Allahu Akbar, and to continue to move with the flow of people without causing a break in the lines. Indeed, keeping an easy flow during circuits is the most commendable thing. E. It is not a sunnah to kiss the Yemeni corner, but to touch it with the right hand. If it is not overcrowded, and say, Bismillah, Wallahu Akbar. But if it is difficult to touch it, then move on. Do not point to it with your hand, or say Takbir, for it is not reported of the Prophet. It is mustahab, good, to recite the following supplication in between the Yemeni corner and the black stone. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Finally, the best advice we can give you is that you follow the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of His Messenger, peace be upon him, in all what you do. Obey Allah and the Messenger in order that you may receive mercy. Violations of Islam. Brother and sister Muslim, you must be aware that there are matters which nullify your Islam. We will mention here the 10 most common violations. Please be mindful of them. The first, associating partners with Allah, shirk. Allah the Most High says, truly, if anyone associates partners with Allah, Allah will forbid him the garden and his abode will be the fire. The wrongdoers will have no helper. Calling upon the dead, asking their help, or offering them gifts or sacrifices are all forms of shirk. The second, setting up intermediaries between oneself and Allah, making supplications to them, asking their intercession with Allah, and placing one's trust in them is unbelief, kufr. The third, anyone who does not consider polytheists, mushrikeen, to be unbelievers, or who has doubts concerning their unbelief, or considers their way to be correct, is himself an unbeliever, kafir. The fourth, anyone who believes any guidance other than the Prophet's guidance to be more perfect, or a decision other than the Prophet's decision to be better, is an unbeliever. This applies to those who prefer the rule of evil, at-taghut, to the Prophet's rule. Some examples of this error are: A. To believe that systems and laws made by human beings are better than the Sharia of Islam. For example, that the Islamic system is not suitable for the 20th century. That Islam is the cause of the backwardness of Muslims. Or that Islam is a relationship between Allah and the Muslim, should not interfere in other aspects of life. B. To say that enforcing the punishments prescribed by Allah, such as cutting off the hand of a thief or stoning an adulterer, is not suitable in this day and age. C. To believe that it is permissible to give a rule from that which Allah did not reveal in Islamic transactions or matters of law, punishments or other affairs, although one may not believe such rulings to be superior to the Sharia. He in effect affirms such a stand by declaring a thing which Allah has totally prohibited, such as adultery, drinking alcohol, or usury, to be permissible. According to the consensus of Muslims, one who declares such things to be permissible is an unbeliever, kafir. The fifth, anyone who hates any part of what the Messenger of Allah, may peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, has declared to be lawful, has nullified his Islam, even though he may act in accordance with it. Allah the Most High says, because they disliked what Allah has revealed, their deeds are brought to nothing. The sixth, anyone who ridicules any aspect of the religion of the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, or any of its rewards or punishments, becomes an unbeliever. Allah the Most High says, say, do you ridicule Allah, his revelations, and his messenger? Make no excuse. You have disbelieved after your profession of faith. The seventh, the practice of magic included in this is causing a rift between a husband and wife by turning his love for her into hatred, or tempting a person to do things he dislikes by using black arts. One who engages in such a thing or is pleased with it is outside the pale of Islam. Allah the Most High says, the two angels Harut and Marut did not teach anyone magic without warning them. Indeed, we are a trial, then do not disbelieve. The eighth, supporting and aiding polytheists against the Muslims. Allah the Most High says, the one from among you who supports them belongs to them. Truly, Allah does not guide the people who do wrong. The ninth, anyone who believes that some people are permitted to deviate from the Sharia of Muhammad, peace be upon him, is an unbeliever by the word of Allah, the Most High. If anyone seeks a religion other than Al-Islam, it will not be accepted from him, and in the hereafter he will be among the losers. The tenth, to turn completely away from the religion of Allah, neither learning its precepts nor acting upon it. Allah the Most High says, who does greater wrong than the one who is reminded of the revelations of his Lord and turns away from them? Truly, we shall recompense the guilty. And he also says, but those who disbelieve turn away from that about which they are warned. It makes no difference whether such violations are committed as a joke, in seriousness, or out of fear. except when they're done, when they're done under compulsion. We seek refuge in Allah from such deeds as entail His wrath and severe punishment. How to perform Hajj and Umrah and visit the Prophet's mosque. Brother and sister Muslims, there are three ways of performing the Hajj. Hajj al-Tamattu, interrupted. Hajj al-Qiran, combined. Hajj al-Ifrad, single. Hajj al-Tamattu. This means entering into Ihram for the Umrah during the month of Hajj, that is, the months of Shawwal, Dhul-Qa'dah, and the first 10 days of the Hijjah. To take off Ihram after performing the Umrah, and then to take Ihram again for the Hajj from Mecca on the 8th day of the Hijjah during the same year in which the Umrah was performed. Hajjul Qiran. This denotes entering into Ihram for both the Umrah and the Hajj at the same time, not taking off the Ihram until the day of sacrifice, that is, the 10th of the Hijjah. Alternatively, one may first enter into Ihram for the Umrah, and before beginning one's Tawaf, may make the intention of Ihram for the Hajj as well. Hajjul Ifrad. This signifies donning Ihram for the Hajj, either from the prescribed station of Ihram, Al-Miqat, from Mecca, if one resides there, or from a place in between Al-Miqat and Mecca, in the event that one has brought a sacrificial animal with him, and to remain in Ihram until the day of sacrifice. If one has not brought an animal for sacrifice, he is required to come out of Ihram after performing Umrah. That is, he makes the Sa'i around the Kaaba, Tawaf, performs the Sa'i, the running between Safa and Marwa, cuts some of his hair, and then comes out of Ihram, resuming his usual clothing and state. This is what the Prophet ﷺ prescribed for those people who had entered into Ihram for the Hajj without bringing a sacrificial animal. They then re-entered into Ihram on the 8th of the Hijjah. The same applies to a person who is performing Hajj al-Qiran in the event that he has not brought with him an animal to sacrifice. It is required that he comes out of Ihram after the Umrah as described above. The performance of Umrah. Number one, when you reach the prescribed station Al-Miqat, make ghusl, al-ghusl, a shower of full washing of the whole body. Use perfume if available, and then put on the two-pieced garment of Ihram, that is Izar and Rida', which preferably should be of white cloth. This applies to men only. A woman also makes ghusl, but she does not use makeup, and she may wear any clothes she has available as long as they do not display her adornments. She should be completely covered except for her face and hands. Then make your intention to perform Umrah by saying لبيك Umrah or لبيك اللهم Umrah as follows: لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك. This means, here I am at your service, O Lord, here I am. Here I am, no partner do you have, here I am. Truly the praise and the favor is yours, and the dominion, no partner do you have. Men should utter this aloud, while women should say it silently. Repeat this talbiyah frequently and engage in the praise of Allah, in supplications for forgiveness, and in the enjoining of what is good and forbidding of what is evil. Number two, when you reach Mecca, make 7 circuits, Tawaf, around the Kaaba, beginning at the black stone with Takbir, utterance of Allahu Akbar, and ending each at the same place. While making your tawaf, you may praise Allah and make supplications to Him in any words you please. It's preferable to end each with the words, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. O our Lord, give us good in this world and good in the hereafter, and save us from the punishment of the fire. After completing the seventh circuit, pray two rakahs behind the station of Ibrahim, Maqam Ibrahim, if it is possible, even though you may be a little far from it. Otherwise, at any other place within the sacred mosque. Number 3. You then go to As-Safa and climb on it, facing the Kaaba. Praise Allah, raising your hands. Say Takbir, Allahu Akbar, 3 times. Then make supplication to Allah, repeating your supplication 3 times, as this is the Sunnah. Then say, La ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika lah. له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير لا إله إلا الله وحده أنجز وعده ونصر عبده وهزم الأحزاب وحده. There is no deity except Allah, the one without a partner. His is the dominion and His is the praise, and He is powerful over everything. There is no deity except Allah, completed His promise, supported His slave, and defeated the parties alone. It is preferable to utter this supplication 3 times, but there is no harm in saying it less than 3 times. You then descend from As-Safa and do the sa'i of the Umrah 7 times. Increase your pace between the green posts, but walk at a normal pace before and after them. When you climb on the Marwa, praise Allah and do as you did at As-Safa, repeating your supplications, if you can conveniently do so, 3 times. There are no required formulas or supplications for Tawaf and Sa'i. It is up to the worshipper to praise Allah or supplicate Him in his own words, or he may recite portions of the Quran with due regard to the supplications which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, recited during the performance of these rites. Number 4. After Sa'i, end your Umrah by shaving or shortening your hair. After this, the prohibitions pertaining to the state of Ihram are lifted, and you may now resume your normal life. If you're doing Hajj al-Tamattu, the sacrifice of a sheep, or the seventh part of a camel or a cow, becomes obligatory for you on the day of sacrifice, the 10th of Dhul-Hijjah. If you cannot afford this sacrifice, it is obligatory for you to fast 10 days, 3 of them during the Hajj and 7 after returning home. If you're performing Hajj al-Tamattu or Hajj al-Qiran, it's preferable to fast these 3 days before the day of Arafat, the 9th day of Dhul-Hijjah. The performance of Hajj. Number 1. If you're performing Hajj al-Ifrad or Hajj al-Qiran, that is Hajj combined with Umrah, you enter into Ihram at the station of Ihram, Al-Miqat, through which you pass on your way to Mecca. If you do not pass through any station of Ihram on your way to Mecca, you enter into Ihram from your residence. If you are performing Hajj al-Tamattu, the interrupted Hajj, you enter into Ihram for Hajj from your residence in Mecca on the 8th day of Dhul-Hijjah. Perform ghusl, shower or washing of the entire body. Perfume yourself, if possible, and put on the 2 garments of Ihram. This applies to men. Women, likewise, perform ghusl, but are not to use perfume. They may wear any suitable clothes they have, as long as they do not show their adornments, and they cover every part of their bodies excepting the hands and face. For woman, if she is in the presence of other men who are not her immediate relatives, like her husband, father, brother or son, then she should cover her face. After putting on ihram, make your niyyah intention by saying لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك حجا, then recite talbiyah لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك. Here I am at your service, O Lord, here I am. No partner, no partner do you have. Here I am. Truly the praise and the favor is yours, and the dominion, no partner do you have. Number two. You then go to Mina, where you pray the Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, and Fajr prayers at their proper time, shortening prayers of 4 rakahs to 2 rakahs. Do not combine these prayers. Number three. When the sun has risen on the 9th of Dhul Hijjah, proceed towards Arafat in a dignified manner and without harming your fellow pilgrims. At Arafat, pray the Dhuhr and Asr prayers, shortened and combined during the time of Dhuhr with 1 adhan and 2 iqamas. Make sure that you are within the boundaries of Arafat. Stay within the boundaries of Arafat, except the valley of Urana, reciting the praise of Allah the Most High, and offering supplications facing Qibla with upraised hands, as was the practice of Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. Remain at Arafat until after sunset. 4. When the sun has set, proceed toward Muzdalifah in a peaceful and dignified manner, reciting Talbiyah. Do not harm or cause any discomfort to your fellow Muslims. When you arrive at Muzdalifah, pray the Maghrib and Isha prayers combined, shortening Isha to 2 rakahs. Stay at Muzdalifah until you have prayed the Fajr prayer. Then wait until the brightness of the morning is widespread. Supplicate facing Qibla with upraised hands, following the practice of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. For women or weak individuals, it's permissible to proceed to Mina at any time after midnight. In Muzdalifah, pick up only 7 pebbles to throw at the stone pillar of Aqaba. Other pebbles can be picked up at Mina. There is no harm even if the 7 pebbles to be thrown at the stone pillar of Al-Aqaba are also picked up at Mina. Number 6. When you arrive at Mina, do the following. A. At the stone pillar of Al-Aqaba, this is the pillar nearest to Mecca, throw the 7 pebbles one after the other, saying Allahu Akbar at each throw. B. If you are required to sacrifice, slaughter your sacrificial animal. You are to eat some of its meat and distribute the major part of it to the needy. C. Shave your head or cut some hair from it. Shaving is preferable for men, while for women, the length of hair to be cut is that of fingertip. The above mentioned order of doing things is preferred. However, if they are done in some other order, there is no harm in it. من فضلك تابع بقية المادة.